Ya ni yo soy sacó de mi Dios de estima en ti. All the parts of the figure, they have the capacity of doing any and every function necessary. So, every part of Bhagavatam, every word in Bhagavatam, in the sight of Mahaprabhu, representing Krishna himself. It is told that when Prabhupada was taken to the Pathshala, to the primary school, and he asked, what is this letter, this is Ko, Prahlad, but besides him, Ko, that took him the memory of Krishna. To Prahlad, to Krishna, Ko, after returning from Gaya, when Mahaprabhu went to take the class of the students, he can't what I'm not thinking about it. He cannot explain to the students about anything. For wherever he wants to begin, he finds the suggestion of Krishna conception so intense that it overflows with sentiment. So they call Krishna, call Govinda. In this way, however he goes, he has been full of Krishna consciousness. He is attaching so intensely, he becomes paralyzed. To teach the students what became simply impossible. Impossible. Wherever he wants to assert himself, he's talking about the meaning or explaining about the meaning, he's overwhelmed, he's judged in such concern of the Lord. That he becomes overpowered. Can't make any progress. The students were perplexed. You know, what high type of study we got from this Nai Pandit that unparalleled in this novelty, which was the famous seat of learning at the time. But Nai Pandit has got such a speed of mind that he can't teach us in a proper way. In a body they were approached, Nai Pandit's primary professor, Gangadas Pandit. They please you see Nai Pandit and recommend for us a sober study as we have before us. So, Gangadas Pandit told, you call him to me, in my name, you call him to see me. And when it reached me, I told him, he came to see Gangadas Pandit. Then Gangadas Pandit asked, your students came in a body to me and complained that after returning from Gaya, he was not carefully teaching them. And they do not like to go to any other professor. They say that we won't be satisfied with the guidance of any other professor. That Nai Pandit. But his condition is so such that he is unable or can't concentrate his mind. Swami Gangadhar Swami asked to go and become Sova and help them in their study. He went to Gaya, but does it matter? But why do you neglect your study? Your forefathers were they not devotees? You have become only devotees. They are also devotees, but they continue. It is the duty of a Brahmin to extend the knowledge, basic knowledge to all. So you should not neglect this. Teaching. Then Mahaprabhu, to satisfy himself, yes, I shall try my best to carry out his order, and I don't find any scholar in Navadvip by the grace of your Siddhas, that they can approach to me. I can conquer anyone and everyone by the grace of the Siddhas of your noble self. But it was not possible for him. And one day, Mahaprabhu gladly admitted my words. I am trying my best to teach you in the standard I did previously. But it is not possible any longer for me to continue my teaching in previous life. I am always conscious of a young boy playing on his foot, and he is drawing my whole self. I cannot remain in my own sewer consciousness. My all is taken away by the charm of the huge sound. So it is impossible. I beg pardon of you all. Here I stop. Stop my professorial professorial life, and let us have a Krishna Sankirtan, chanting the name of the Lord with our full heart. So he began Krishna Sankirtan. Kaljarayi Namo Krishna Bhagavan. Heartfelt. Heartfelt chanting, and the boy is also joining. Then gradually, there the kirtan began, here, with the students. In the school with the students, the first chanting began, the Mahaprabhu. Kusi Harai Namo Krishna Jadavara. I cannot contain myself. But doing this, a natural flow, uncontrollable flow coming in my heart was here. I am a prey to such sentiments. I can't blah. Let us do some drawing and some entry to study in another school. Appreciation. Superficially, we have to depreciate the environment. Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi, the mortal aspect, the struggling aspect. But the harmonious aspect is really deep. If we can touch that, the fulfillment comes in such a degree. It captures our heart, that we can't stand. We but to become free, helpless free. Helpless prey to that flow, the charming flow of the deepest nature in praise of the divinity of the Supreme Krishna. He is so sweet, he is so charming, he is so beautiful, that we cannot imagine our teeny heart, cannot contain that overflowing. We are in search after fulfillment, after love, sympathy, but in that plane we cannot accommodate as much flow of love and sympathy we find around. We lose ourselves, we are lost there. We are lost there in that. There is that of fulfillment, that of ecstasy or happiness here. Living in a world of famine, of ecstasy. But that is ample, sufficient, infinite supply, that we forget everything in the midst of ocean. Mahaprabhu says in his Sikkhastha, which is Badam, whose name is Ashram? Which is Badam, whose name is Ashram? What is that?
Sarvatma
Savanam. Ambudhi, that is what mentioned.
Anandam
Budhi Vardhanam. We are find we are in the midst of an ocean of ecstasy. Happiness or pleasure, whatever you say. In the ocean, and that is also increasing, ever increasing. Ever increasing with new phases. We are there. After taking the name in a proper way, if we are in real progress, we shall find that we are in the midst of an ocean of joy, ocean of joy, and that is ever increasing. After Nam Bodhibhadra. Bodhibhadra Purnam Tatsadam, ever new, not state, new, just come. Bodhibhadra Purnam Tatsadam, Sarvatma Savanam, at the same time. Every part, the whole field is being purified. Generally, by enjoying here, we acquire some reaction. By exploitation, some dirt is also collected. This is peculiarity. Sadbhatma smapanam. All dirts are being taken away. Characteristic of Sri Krishna Sankirtan, and let it flow without any hindrance in the whole of the creation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Lord. Gauri. Hidai Gauri. his heart. Oh.
May I ask a question, Maharaj?
Huh?
We hear much about Sambandha.
Huh?
We hear much regarding Sambandha, Sambandha Gyan. But when does Abhideya begin? When does it begin? Abhideya.
Abhideya.
Yes.
Main strand.
What is the difference between Abhideya and Sadhana?
Abhideya. The root meaning of Abhideya, Abhidham. Mm. Abhidham means dictionary.
Mm.
Abhidham means name. Avidhya. Avidhya. What is the purpose of the scripture? Avidhya means what the scriptures meaning, what the scriptures want, what sort of meaning the scriptures wants to give us. Avidhya. Abhidham. Abhi means complete, perfect. What the scriptures want to give us perfectly, the real aim, the real object of the scriptures. What they want us to say. Abhidhya. Abhidham means dictionary, the meaning of the sound that contained in the scriptures, what they want to mean us, to give us. That is the original meaning of the word Abhidhya. The sadhana, what is their recommendation for us, what they want to give to us. They want to say that tad vijigyasasya tadeva brahma. Inquire about the prime cause of the environment. And you also included in that. What is the advice of the revealed scriptures for you? Try to find out that. Abhidhya. Abhidhya. Yes, you are not satisfied. You are searching for something. But what is the answer coming from the revealed truth? How to reach the object of your search? Everyone is searching. But what is the recommendation of the revealed scriptures towards you, towards searching men? Do this. What is that thing? What is that? Only one first answer is Om, Pranav. Your general answer, Om. Yes. A big yes. What you are searching for, that is. That is one word. That is. Then, if that is, how to attain that? Here from me. That is Abhidhya. Means to end. What you are searching, that is the end of your life. All of your life. You are searching something, everyone. But you are not getting that. So only one word answer from the revealed scriptures will come. Yes, what you are searching, that is existence. And the approach in this way. The Yogiswa is coming to us in that way, to answer our automatic inner question. Search for Sri Krishna, search for Brahma, Virat Vastu, the greatest thing. Jato Vajna, Jasmin Gyati Sadhvitam, by knowing whom everything is known, by getting which everything is got. Agreed, encouraging, agreed in this way. First, Yajar Yuvan Purushu Veda. You want one bona fide teacher, professor, and you have to approach him. And the teacher also must have such qualification. This is the way of transaction, of your satisfaction, of your search. Tathasva gurumeva avigachit samitpani sotriyam brahmanishtam. The guru must be sotriya and brahmanishtha. Sotriya, he has knowledge about the scriptures, and the brahmanishtha, he has a practical life for the same. Not intellectualist, but practical life, and also he can impart the Vedic knowledge, advices to others, that capacity of Veda. Such guru will go. Avigachet, sammak gachet, not as a return ticket. If you have finished all your prospect in this world of mortality, you go to him to search for your life interest and forever, not to come back and begin this stale things again, but go with all sincerity, wholehearted search. Samitpani avigachit. Samitpani, at your own cost, your own responsibility, you must go with all articles necessary for the purpose. Samit means this, at least in common it is surrender. Abhigacchi, that also surrender. Samit also, that surrender. The samit means generally the fuels for the sacrifice. Samit means yogya kastra, the fuels which is necessary for the sacrifice. Sacrifice means to cast the valuable thing into the fire, to be reduced to nowhere. Concrete things in your consideration you will be ready to put into fire, and it will go away. You won't be able to trace anything about that. Yajna, yajna dhatu, yajna. That is to live once for all, without anything return from there. It will be transformed in such a way, the valuable things put into the fire, and it is reduced to ashes, which does not come to help you in your discipline. So you will, when you want to get the visa, you should not have much concern for the passport. What is real here, that is going to used to be ashes. So with this risk, you will approach. wholesale. Wholesale is complete retirement. Samit Pani. Samit Paribad Prasno Seva. Confidence, full confidence. Then inquiry, honest inquiry. And seva, that the desire to be utilized. To be utilized. And not to get, to acquire anything for the utilization of his own purpose. But to be utilized for the cause you are searching after. These are the samith, samith pāṇī, śrutiyāṁ brahmanishtam. And to be a proper person, we must go. Then the real transaction will begin. Otherwise, if that are false, then the result will also be such like that. And in Bhagavad Gita also, in Bhagavatam, śaddhe parīca niṣṇātam brahmanyu paśumāśrayam. Śaddhe parī, who has got skill in the Vedic culture, revealed scriptures, and also pari, which is the object of that, of the sound, of the scripture, that. So that is one who will have some practical and theoretical knowledge. Shastric knowledge and practical experience, anubhuti, is conception. Not only the Shastric knowledge, but some conception. Conception of the proper thing. Saddhi parichani snatam brahmani upasamasayam. And brahmani in Veda, brahmani, there is a upasamasayam. And that all questions, all attempts become satisfied, fulfillment. That is the real position of the thing. That all your inquiries will be stopped, all your inner hankerings, they will find their end. No more charm will be left for the place you are living back. That sort of transaction you are to make. And Bhagavad Gita also, tadviddhi panipātena pariprasmena sevaya rupadekhantite jnanam jnaninas tattva-darshi. Jnani and tattva-darshi, that saddhi parichanisnātam. And paripāt pariprasmena seva. Pranipat, the final, to take final leave from this world of mortality, no charm here. Pari prasna, honest inquiry, that all the doubts must be pressed open and they will be satisfied, cleared, wholesale. The march will be wholesale, total. Total march. The inquiries may come in the way and that must be satisfied. And the unhesitating march, total march. Parikrishna and the seva, that is the main point. You are going to serve, not to enjoy. Taste for service, that is the unit, real unit of our realization. By sorrow we live, and by enjoying we lose. This underlying tendency must be there within. Then the march will be sincere, otherwise it may be an imitation. limitation. So that is the general way to show what is the means, and that has been analyzed, how it is comes, first Sukriti, Ajnata Sukriti, Jnata Sukriti, underground. Then on the surface it becomes Shraddha, faith. What is the faith? That if we put food into the stomach, the whole body is fed. It is possible. It is not impossible. If we tackle one point, the whole can be tackled. Sarvadharmam parityajya. In this principle, we must have some faith. That foundation, from that foundation, we are to start up towards God inquiry or God achievement, the achievement of the whole. The fundamental requirements is this, that must be genuine faith, Shraddha. That if I know anything, everything is known, one thing. If I get one thing, everything is got. There is such possibility. It is not absurd. That getting one, we get everything. It is not absurd. This basis must be have a strong position in our heart. The foundation will be that. Otherwise, everything will be a false progress. False progress. The foundation must be of this character. By achieving one, we can achieve everything. Knowing one, we can. The distance is given for putting food into the stomach, whole body is fed. And that is justification. Sarvadharmam parityajya mamiko ahantam sarvapapi bhumati. The justification. That sort of faith. That is the mother. Then we shall begin our journey from there. That faith. So that is sadhu sangha. Eliminating others, we shall go to get association of the sadhu. Sangha, the association of the higher, means to surrender to him and what he says to accept that. So service begins, the land of service, self-dissipation, self-distribution. That's this sort of beginning, sadhu sangha. There the topics are discussed in elaborately, in details. Everything comes with it. So many questions of this or that, and that is going, being satisfied, and a solid progress is going on in that path. Sadhu sangha. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Bhajanam, Bhajanakriya. Then what is the result, what is the consequence of sadhu sangha? The Sravan, Kirtan, Param Mandan, infinite numbers of ways. That is cultivation about the supreme entity. That begins to hear. It is not any blind faith. To indulge in blind faith, no. But from every aspect we may discuss about him. He is not afraid. The theistic faith is not afraid of being charged or demolished by this ordinary reasoning of this mortal body. It's not vulnerable thing. He can accommodate all the points of this mortal world and many more. So, is not vulnerable at all, and not afraid of being challenged by this ordinary intellect of the so-called scientific race. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dastanam, different phases that culture begins. of the outside world, with sadhu sangha means, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, tatu anartha nivritti sadh. Then all alternative questions are gradually, automatically eliminated, useless. They seem to be useless. Anartha nivritti, that is our artha, what is not. Artha means which is our necessity. Our anartha means unnecessary, undesirable things that may be within our composition, that gradually they are all eliminated. All eliminated. Then the search becomes a pure search and a one complete unity. The search. All doubts, suspicions, and the other tendencies that can deviate me from that path, they are gradually wholesale eliminated. That is anartha nivritti. No artha, anartha, which is not desirable. Undesirable things are exhaustively eliminated. Anartha nivritti, only oneness of quest, of search, of going ahead, that remains. Then ruchi. After that, we can hope to find a real taste for the thing, ruchi. Before this, we have some tendency, some liking within us that is not reliable. You know, as long the anartha is, some anartha may come out from the unknown quarter of the foundation and take me, drag me down towards that direction. So the weak test which I had at that time, that is overpowered. But when the anartha, this unnecessary, undesirable things are completely eliminated, then if I find ruchi, a test for the thing, that it will be helpful. Or I may be drawn by the sahajiya association. The false ruchi. Then by that attraction I may be led astray. That sort of ruchi, the taste, that I have good taste for the madhur rasa, I can begin that this moment without losing any time. All these things, not reliable. After continued consciousness of Krishna, then if any ruchi comes, that is reliable. And that sadhu sangha, sravan kirtan, that will continue. And then asakti, the stage of asakti. The difference between ruchi and asakti. Ruchi is the taste, and the asakti is the developed form of taste, which if any time I feel absent-minded about my cause, it creates some pain, some reaction. Oh, so long I have lost, so much time I have lost. I was engaged in some other thought. Though it is not some other, because it is about anartha nivritti, nishtha. Oh, nishtha, anartha nivritti. After when the anarchana undesirable is gone, then the stage of nishtha. Nishtha means nairantarya, the continuous, that is. And asakti, ruchi, taste, and then the asakti, though not away from the object of attent, still he is so much alert about his own higher interest. Sometimes he thinks, oh, I have wasted my time. without utilizing properly and feel some pain, that is the stage of affect. Then comes bhava bhakti. Bhava bhakti, just like the bloom of the flower, the
bud.
Stage of bud. Bud. And what is the sign, what is the symptom of that stage has been described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When one reaches this bhava bhakti stage, and now he is safe. And his condition becomes such. What are they? Khanti, Ubbattakalat, Virakti, Manasunna, Asabandha, Samutkantha, Namagami Sadaruchi, Asaktistad Gunakhan, Pritistad Vasatisthali, Ittadayanu Bhavasu, Jatubhavan Kuri. One who has attained the stage of a bud, then the flower will come, and then the fruit. So, stage of a bud, then these symptoms inevitably is present there. What are they? Khanti. Khanti means khama. If there is any loss, this worldly loss or gain, such news comes to him, let it go. Let it go. Khanti. God, don't mind it. When Parikshit Maharaj got that curse, and he went to his kingdom, and he was repenting, why I went to insult the Brahmin for some bogus plea that the guest is not attended by the head of the ashram. Why I want? And then the news reached to him that he is cursed, that he will have to meet death within a week. He told, yes. All right. It is all right. Such a great loss could not disturb him. Before this he was repenting in that way. What I have done, let my kingdom be finished. Let my these resources be lost, burn all these things. Khanti.